Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brucaders Podcast. I'm the Skinny Guinea, and today, it's another solo dolo, baby. It's another single mom episode, huh? You feel me? It's just me and you. No chaperones, no guidance, no nothing. Just me and you floating through this universe, man. Today, we're drinking my fave. It's watermelon lemonade by Polar Seltzer. It's my favorite, personal favorite, all-time favorite seltzer drink. It's fucking amazing. It's of the Seltzerade series. God damn, is it good. Let me crack this bitch. Guys, it's 5 a.m. now. It's 5 a.m. right now, bro. You ever been up at 5 a.m., dude? Have you ever been up at 5 a.m.? It feels primal. It feels primal to be up this early. It's weird being up this early. I live in a city, like, a couple miles from the highway. I get up, I walk out of my house, I can hear the highway. I can hear the cars on the highway in the distance. A crisp morning. It feels good. It feels good being up this early. It's weird, though. Though, usually the only time normal people are up like this early is when they're going to a flight. You know, they're going to catch a flight. But, but it's the holidays, dude. It's almost the holidays. They're right here. It's a home stretch, baby. We're coming down the final straightaway. Kicking. It's almost Thanksgiving. I feel like Thanksgiving is the holiday where you meet your significant other's family. You know what I mean? You feel me? Dude, Thanksgiving is 100% the holiday where you meet the family members of your significant others. This is always the first family party, dude. Always. Do you remember meeting your significant other's family for the first time? Damn. That's a scary process. That's kind of scary. I've bombed on stage. I've eaten dick in front of people before on a stage. Many, many times, but I don't think I've ever been as nervous and anxious as I am when I'm meeting a significant other's family for the first time. That shit is fucking... That's tough, dude. That's tough. And usually, I feel like usually you've met the parents before. Usually met mom and dad. I think establishing a relationship with dad is the biggest thing. You gotta pray to God she has a normal father. That's your fucking lifeline right there, dude. That's your lifeline at the family party. Because if you want to spend time, this is how I always looked at it. You want to spend time with, you know, your girl at the family party, but you don't want to be like following her around like a lost puppy. This is what you want. You want to slip into that pocket just where you're having, dad's had a few drinks and you get into a nice rhythm and groove with him. Maybe you're sitting down in front of the TV, you know, oh Christ, look at this Colin Kaepernick, you know, fucking, you know, disrespecting the flag. You throw out that, like, conservative Christian vibe at him. Hopefully get something back. That's a good move, usually. With mom, big fucking tip for winning over a mother. Flowers, dude. Flowers go a long way. It's so cliche. It's so obvious to say that, but there's nothing... The only thing your girl likes better than getting flowers is seeing her mom get flowers from her significant other. That's cute as fuck, dude! That's cute as fuck, bro! You give your girl's mother flowers on holidays? Oh, you're getting knighted one day. You're getting knighted. That's scary stuff, though, dude. So that's what, if anyone's out there and they're meeting the significant other's family for the first time these holidays, dude, good luck, bro. You got this shit. Fucking going loosey-goosey. Bring something. You got to bring something. Don't show up empty-handed. Hampted? Is that a word? Nope. It's handed. Try not to misspeak and jumble your words in front of them. Don't appear drunk. Bring something, dude. Bring a pie. Bring flowers. Something. Don't be a chump. What else, dude? So, yeah. Fucking Polar just puts out great shit, and goddamn, this is by far my favorite one. You guys know how much I love Polar, and this is it, dudes, fucking homies, Watermelon Lemonade by Polar. This is the good shit right here. I'm just got into the city where I work, and I'm going into a 24-hour shift, man. So I know how it is, dude. You might be on your way to work right now, man. You gotta get in that mindset, dude. You got a whole work day ahead of you, bro. I know how it is, dude. I got 24 hours ahead of me in this city, dude. Fucking riding around. Abdominal pains and fucking sick people, dude. I gotta deal with that all day. I know how it is, dude. You just take it a little bit at a time. You look forward to your next meal. That's how I do it. What am I eating next? It's going to be a good day, though. It's going to be a good day. I got kicked it off with a Polar and a coffee. Come on, you can't beat that. Who's better than me right now? Who's better than us, huh? Polar and coffee? Come on, kid. Come on. All right. Mini episodes, guys. This is day 16 of Dranksgiving. Sorry we couldn't come at you with a beer today. But, you know, you got to take a break every now and then. You can't drink every day of the month, dude. That's just ridiculous, man. You're not a chump. You know? You don't drink every day of the month, and you don't come empty-handed to a holiday party. You feel me? But I hope everyone has a good, safe week. I hope you, you get into a verbal altercation. Piss someone off just because. Call someone. Get into an altercation this week. You know, add a little excitement to your and someone else's life. That's how you do it, man. Get through the week. Annoy someone at work. You got someone at work you always pick on? That's the best, dude. That's the best. Pick on someone, man. Do it. Feel good about yourself. Okay, guys. That's it. That's it for day 16 of Dranksgiving. Thank you guys for following along. And I hope you have a good rest of the week. I'm the Skinny Guinea, and this is the Solo Brusaders. Peace out, homies.